Many of these nursing homes and healthcare facilities across the country are now seeking temporary immunity from potential lawsuits. In Tennessee, residents, family members, and former employees of the Gallatin Center for Rehabilitation and Healing are now suing after more than 161 residents caught the virus and 19 people died. One of them was Clara Ruth Summers. Her daughter, Debbie Bolton, is now part of that lawsuit against the facility. She believes the Gallatin Center failed to protect her mother and others. And Debbie, I'm so sorry for your loss. Tell us a little bit more about your mother.
She was in the nursing home because she had the beginning of dementia. She couldn't live by herself. She didn't have any problems except high blood pressure, which was controlled by medication. She was a housewife, raised four children, was born without one hand, but that didn't slow her down at all. She sewed for me, made clothes for me when I was growing up. She, you know, did everything for us. And she liked to read her Bible. She was a very strong Christian. And even since she's passed, I have had people text me or send me a message on Facebook telling me how much of a joy she was to them.
Mm-hmm. She sounds like she was an amazing woman and an amazing mother. We were looking at state data, and it reveals that 161 residents of the nursing home that your mom was staying in tested positive for the virus, and at least 19 have died. Did the nursing home staff inform you at all that your mother was sick, or did they move her to another part of the facility once they realized she was sick?
They called and said she has a severe upper respiratory chest infection. I'm thinking, okay, why don't they test her for COVID-19? Yeah. And they called and said, we've moved her out. She's in another room. Well, within 30 minutes, I called back and said, get an ambulance over there, get my mother to the ER. I want her tested for the coronavirus. She turned 89 on March 25th, and that was the day that I had her removed from the nursing home and sent to the hospital to be tested for COVID-19. We got the test results back on Thursday, and sometime on Friday night, she was put on the ventilator, but sometime during the night, she had flipped. In Mama's case, she was on a ventilator for less than 48 hours and passed.
Do you think the nursing home could have done more to protect your mom and other residents from this exposure?
I do, because when the health department called and told me, you know, that she was positive, which the hospital had already told me, the report says she started showing symptoms on the Wednesday before I got her out of there the following week. But I literally feel like I lost my mother, and I didn't have to, because my mother, when I tell you she was not in bad health, she wasn't. And toward the end, my mama was my mama, but we had kind of swapped roles. I became the mother, and she became the daughter. Yeah. So yeah. I took care of her, And I feel like I shortchanged her because I didn't get her out in time.
Oh, Dad.
If I had known COVID-19 was going to come into that nursing home on the 8th when I was over there visiting her, I would have brought her home with me that day. And the thing that hurt so bad when she went to the hospital, I didn't get to tell her bye. I didn't get to go up there and be with her. Unless she died in her sleep, I always thought, I want to be with Mama when she passes, because when I was born, it was me and her. We started this journey together. And when she went, I wanted to be with her when she went. And I didn't get to.
Debbie, I'm so sorry. My sincere condolences.
Thank you. Yeah.
Debbie Bolton is the daughter of Clara Ruth Summers, one of the many nursing home residents to contract the coronavirus. She died just days after her 89th birthday. Thank you so much, Debbie, for sharing your story.
Thank you.
And in a statement to Here and Now, the Gallatin Center says it will continue to partner with local hospitals and the state of Tennessee Department of Health to maintain their focus on the safety of its residents and staff.